Parks, live from Capitol Hill on 1260 WRC.
1244, 1260 WRC. Welcome back. I am at the Federation for American Immigration Reforms, Hold Their Feet to the Fire 2014. Been talking about immigration reform for the past couple of days, but we'll change gears a little bit. And I'm joined now by Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the opinion pages. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Andy. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you. I saw your piece in today's paper, D.C. investigating Mark Witaczek's taxes after conviction for muzzleloader bullet. All right, this poor guy, he can't get a break at all, can he?
No, and I think every American should watch what's going on in this case and how, you know, anti-gun places like D.C. treat gun owners. And all this started 2 years ago because D.C. got wind that he might have unregistered guns in D.C. They raided his house twice. They charged him, arrested him, spent the night in jail, charged him, and convicted him of having muzzleloader bullets last week. And the day after that conviction, the D.C. Office of Tax and Revenue Investigator showed up at his office and started demanding papers from his employer. They're launching an investigation into his taxes. Now, it's very similar to what we're seeing. It was Lois Lerner on Capitol Hill and how the IRS went after conservative groups, and now we're seeing it on a local level as D.C. is going after a man who simply has guns in Virginia legally, and they're so frustrated that they can't get these guns that they're going through all this extensive investigation to try to get this man.
Let me ask you, have you checked the angle of, a tie from perhaps a member of his family to someone within the D.C. government? Are you seeing any kind of wrongdoing on that level?
Oh, no. I know a lot of people keep saying, what did this man do? He must
yeah.
be more short. No, there's 100% not more to the story. There's no connection. He has not done, because this is I've done these stories before, it's not the first one. If we go back to Sergeant Matt Corrigan, who they found out had unregistered guns at home, he was harmless, he was an Iraq vet, and no swimming. They raided his house with a SWAT team and put him in jail for 2 weeks, and that time, the scammers changed his name on the bracelet in his at jail so his family couldn't find him, his lawyer couldn't find him, so he spent 2.5 weeks in jail. He's got a guy who's a veteran of Iraq and works as a statistician. And then, I could do case after case of this. A lot of these are in my book, Emily Gets It Done. But, the point of all this is how D.C. treats gun owners, not so much, and it's never personal with them. It's about people who have had firearms and exercise the Second Amendment. This is what they do. They go to destroy their lives. And so many people have had this happen to them.
Has he filed for appeal?
Yes. Actually, so far he's filed. Within 7 days, he's filed for a new trial, which he's done because he was convicted on attempted possession of illegal ammunition for his possession of muzzleloader bullets. And the basis for the new trial is that muzzleloader bullets aren't ammunition under the law because there's no primer, there's no gunpowder, so they can't be ammunition. And so that's the basis for the request for the new trial. On a dual track, his lawyer is also appealing the whole thing, both on the technicalities, but also on his Second Amendment rights, and that he has the right to keep their arms, and that the registration laws are unconstitutional in D.C. And so that's where this case will go, hopefully, to a higher court. You can start looking at whether these laws abide by the Constitution, abide by the spirit of the Heller decision, the Supreme Court rule that D.C. could not ban guns.
All right, now, he's moved out of the district, right? He did that some time back?
Yeah, last year he moved to Virginia to get out of the
right.
humanity
okay.
that he's dealing with here. And so the D.C. Office of Tax and Revenue showed up in his Virginia office. And this is, a pattern with them. They showed when they originally raided his house and they couldn't find the guns they were looking for, they went to his sister's house where he keeps them. She lives in Virginia. They went without a warrant and without a Virginia police officer and demanded to see his gun. So they really don't care where you go. They will track you. But he has told me that he has filed all of his taxes on time with D.C. Obviously he doesn't file this year. But he filed all his taxes on time. There's no past payments. There's nothing to do. And so obviously this investigation, this fishing expedition is going to turn out nothing. But he's going to have to get another accountant on top of all of his legal fees to deal with this.
Yeah. Did you have you spoken with the Attorney General since the verdict came down? Because I was curious. I know that you had you and I had discussed the David Gregory situation a couple of times, and it's obvious that we're not all being treated equally by this man.
Yeah, well, the D.C. Attorney General Irvin Nathan is not an elected official, which is an odd thing, and so he has really nobody has to answer to except for the mayor. And we know this mayor Gray is just like he's going to get indicted. And so there's such a lack of the whole justice system in D.C. is just a free for all. It's like a third world country, and so there's so little recourse. And I'm just hopeful that, as Mr. Wojcik has been so brave in taking this case to the next level and not pleading out just to get it over with and spending the money on a legal defense, that it'll open up not only the crazy gun control laws in the city, but also the justice system and how the Attorney General abuses his prosecutorial discretion in deciding what he's going to pursue and what he's not going to pursue.
Mm. Crazy story. Folks, if you haven't read about it today, you can do it in today's Washington Times. D.C. investigating Mark Wittichek's taxes after conviction for muzzleloader bullet. It's by the one and only Emily Miller. Emily, good to talk to you. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Sandy. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. 12:51 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.
Andy Parks live from Capitol Hill on 1260 WRC coming up.